before you get. How did you find the Main Street? You used to follow the crowd, did you? You didn't have any trouble. You go in there and look at it and go to Trevenia's. And there's a place called Dutch's Place. It's down along, I think you see a sign, and they have a little action there. I mean, it's a decent place. I kid you, grandsons of mine talk about it. And the young crowd goes to some of those places. And it's a small place. I went there one time with this granddaughter and a cousin. It would be Ms. McGee's son. And they asked me to go with them. And I said, but I have to chaperone you all, because they were cousins, I mean, you know. And of course, he had traveled all around the world. He lived in the Philippines, and he lived in Spain, and he had had one degree over here at the university. And he finally came back and settled down. What else you want to ask me?
What do you call that thing right there that's burning?
What?
That thing is burning right there. The thing you screw in there.
This?
Into the light.
This thing here?
The part that you screw in. That'll burn.
Oh,
out.
The globe? Well, I call it a globe.
Do you ever hear it called anything else? The part that you screw in. One.
You mean that globe?
Have you ever heard a globe called anything else?
Light globe. Why, have you?
Some people call it a bulb.
You're right. But I always go, when I go in, I say, I want a light bulb. And so I guess they know what a light bulb is. But you're right. You are right. See, this, when you get older, your vocabulary.
That's the reason I ask you. I saw that, you know, when I was.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a globe.
Well, when you were a child, what did they put in the top like of a demijohn? What did they put in the top of it?
Now, this is a cork. You know, cork is cork, made out of cork, you know, and I don't know what cork is made out of. That's what they'd have that in. It'd go way down, you know, this deep, and then they'd have to take it out.
Would you ever use what would you put like in a fancy, like if you had a cut glass decanter or something.
Yeah.
For sherry or something. What would you put in that?
Well, I have sherry and wine in there now. Would you like a glass?
Oh, no, I don't care for anything.
You don't? Well.
What would you put in the top?
Oh, you mean, oh, let's see. Well, it wouldn't be a stopper.
Well, it wouldn't? What's a stopper?
Have you heard of the word stopper?
So would you just call that a stopper too?
Well, that's odd. Couldn't be the top.
Maybe you would call it a stopper.
Look and see. Do you know that?
Some people call it a stopper. That's fine.
They do? But I wouldn't want to call it a stopper too. Like, once you have a cut glass, the stopper to a bottle, but now a decanter, what else could I call it?
But what would a stopper to a bottle be? What kind of bottle would that be?
Oh, well, whiskey bottle, a stopper, a cork.
So it seems to be the same thing?
Yeah, but you see, that's glass, but it is a stopper.
Maybe it is.
Huh?
Would you call it a glass stopper?
Definitely. But I just say stopper. But I mean, a glass stopper would be the correct thing.
What kind of toys did you have as a child?
Gosh. I had a bicycle because it didn't have good roads down there. I rode horseback a lot.